mibasar dagim v'chagavim. So you can't have milk and meat on the same table, or vina, technically. And the Gemara asks, why are you not allowed to put even a poultry on the same table as gvina? Shema mina, basar of b'chalav z'raisin, isachad echtechar banan. So then, it would be exer l'exera. So, the truth is that in the next Mishnah, on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, it's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says, Taka, it is mutter lahalos of im hagvina la shulchan. And Rav Yosef presumably assumes that's their machlokas. Beis Shammai says, it's an isidra abanan, it's mutter. And Beis Hillel says, it's an isidra isan, therefore it's aser. But Abaye says, no. Really, it could be that Oph is Aser, Lahalos, Al Shulchan, and Magvina, even if you hold Basar Oph Bechalav is Derabanan. Why? De'isha Yisle Lasuke Oph Ugvina, Asi Lasuke Basar Ugvina, Umechel Basar Bechalav. Nigamar says, one second, even if you do that, it's not going to be Basar Bechalav Mederaisha. And Nigamar says, no, maybe I'll bring the pot onto the table. And you could come away with Bas B'chalav Mederaisa. So the question is, what exactly is Abaye answering? And if you take a look at the Prima Gadim and Lacha Mishnah, they point out that there's really two schools of thought in the Rishonim. The first school of thought, which includes Rashi, Ramban, Ritva, though, they all have actually interesting, subtle, distinct formulations. They don't all agree, but they all have the same basic answer, which is that somehow or another, this isn't gzeira l'gzeira, because it's kulachad gzeira, or iloha lo kaimaha, or the way the Ritva puts it, the Ramban is it's kulachad gzeira, the Ritva, so Iloha lo kai mahar. Rashi's lashon is Ika lemigzar halaso atu alav achilas baser behema. The basic idea is that of all these answers is that this isn't gzera l'gzera, because if we were makil on oath, so the initial gzera of baser wouldn't stand. Or kulachad gzeira, they're like, that's the first answer. And then this is like the standard thing that we say all the time to questions of gzeira l'gzeira. Nobody ever slugged anything up about gzeira l'gzeira, it always seems. Okay. Now, if you look at the Rambam, though, the Rambam doesn't sound like he's saying that. The Rambam's lashon is aser lalo sa'of imagvina ala shulchan shu ochal alav gzeira mishum hergal aveira. Shema yochal ze im ze afal pi sha'of b'chalav aser medivrei sofrim. So first of all, he says Shema yochal. We didn't get into that part of the Gemara yet. We'll get there in a second. But the Achronim are medayik in the Rambam that it doesn't sound like his concern is for an iser d'oraisa. In fact, this is a double d'rabanan at best, because even if you ate the concern is you'll eat oaf with chalav, will lead you to eat basar with chalav, which is the gzeira itself, to eating chalav that was cooked together with basar. So it doesn't sound like Rashi, Ramban, Ritva, who all try to say kulachad gzeira and the like. So what then exactly is the Rambam saying? How are we answering the question? So, again, the Lecha Mishnah and the Prima Gadim both say this a little bit differently, but basically what they're saying is that in the realm of Basar B'chalav, we make Zeros L'Gzeros, or they might, or when it's Shchiach, we make a Gzera L'Gzera, and here it's Shchiach. So, that is their answer. In other words, in a Chanami, we're not trying to deny that this is a Gzera L'Gzera, as the first school of thought maintains. We're saying, no, this type of gzeira l'gzeira isn't problematic, or we won't call it gzeira l'gzeira. But it is fundamentally two steps removed from the Isser Deraisa, as opposed to the first school of thought, which is trying to answer this is only one, somehow or another, this is actually only one step away from the Isser Deraisa. It's possible that this is, and this is the impression you get from some of the Achronim, that this might be a more klaliyistic machlokas, which comes down to why aren't we gozer gzeir l'gzeir in the first place? Is it more of a formal rule, which means that it could only be one step away from a deraisa, not two steps away from a deraisa? Asu mishmaris l'mishmarti velo mishmaris l'mishmaris. In other words, we know that there are certain limitations in rabbinic authority with respect to legislation, and one of them is mishmaris l'mishmarti, but not mishmaris l'mishmaris. Whereas, let's say, the second school of thought, the Rambam, the concern is simply that you can't be gozer egzera, that's lo shchiach. That's a rule that we generally have, and egzera l'egzera is just an application of that rule. And therefore, the Zachronim answer, that at least Bedas Rambam, that once we say shchiach, then it's no longer a problem of egzera l'egzera. Typically, something that's egzera l'egzera will be lo shchiach. But if, in fact, you have a case of egzera l'egzera that is shchiach, so then it's no problem. Whereas the first view, school of thought, might say, even if theoretically it's shchiach, you still can't do it. It's a formal rule. Perhaps the rule is along the lines of what we saw a couple of weeks ago from the Megillas Esther Bedas HaRambam, that built into the, I guess, the rules of rabbinic legislation have to be ways that we distinguish dinim derabbanan from dinim deraisa, so as not to be over on Baal Tosef. Maybe that's the pshat, but one way or the other, this machlokas might reflect a general debate about why it is that we're not gozer gzera l'gzera. Yeah.
Taking the Rambam's lashon from the Mishnah in Shabbos, which is comparing comparing zava and zava eating together, but there, I mean, is the avir that they're going to do, is that an
Isser? So first of all, that's an interesting point, right? In other words, you're suggesting that the Rambam is invoking that Mishnah and Shabbos. Now, there too, I mean, in terms of the Harchakos of Nida, we seem to also see Gzera L'Gzera and Gzera L'Gzera 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 on occasion. Now there, you might have understood it very differently, which is that all sorts of things could lead to, that's not really gzeira l'gzeira. It's that certain things could lead to hergel aveira. Also over there, some of the Achronim point out it might be different because the Torah itself made gzeira. Lo sikrivu. But perhaps the Rambam is being meramis to it and learning from there as well.
But that wouldn't be a Basar B'Chol being its own.
No. Well, that's the question. Is this a special din in Bas B'Chalav, or is it just any time it's Shchiach, and in Bas B'Chalav it is Shchiach? Why is it more Shchiach? Maybe because Lo B'Dili in Shiminei, so since people are used to eating this and this, so we need more Gzeros just to prevent violations of the Isser. So again, when you look at the different Nusach and Yechronim, they say it differently, but on a fundamental level, this might be what they're debating. Okay, now this point brings us to I guess the next step, which is what are we actually worried about? So that's the next step in Havana the Gemara. The Gemara concludes Ashemayala Beilfas Rishon. Yet, as we noted, the Rambam himself doesn't cite that. The Rambam says Shema Yochal, also the Shulchan Aruch, which might again reflect the fact that we only needed to come onto that answer within the first opinion in the Gemara, within Rav Yosef, who held that we have a gzera l'gzera issue, but within the accepted answer of Abaye, you don't need to come on to that. It's interesting, if you look back at Rashi on the Mishnah, on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi might be mirames to the answer of the Gemara. Rashi's Lashon on the Mishnah is Dilma Asi Lemichlenu Ki Adadei Dekanagi Uvali Mehadadei. That's the reason for the din. Nagi uval'i mehadadei. So, not entirely clear what that means, but if you look at the Maram on that Rashi, the Maram says that means Bali Me'adadi is a remez to what the Gemara answers Lamaskan. In other words, you're going to actually have Blios Zebzet. It's not just talking about touching, but potential Bishel. In other words, Shamayala Bilfas Roseach. The concern is the Din De'oraisa. But as we noted, the Shulchan Aruch certainly doesn't sound that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is Aser Shelo Yavo L'Ochlam Yachad. Again, we don't seem to be concerned, more along the lines of the Rambam. It's interesting, the Ran also writes, Aser L'Halos Basar Alagvina L'Shulchan, on a mission. In other words, you know, Ran usually quotes Rashi. He writes, Dom Asi L'Mechlinhu B'Hadi Hadadeh. He takes out that line in Rashi. Rashi says, Dom Asi L'Mechlinhu B'Hadi Hadadeh Ubali Me'adadeh. Iran takes that out.
The Gemara on Kuf Dalet says Shemiyahu Bilpas Rishon, so it's not.
Yeah, but that's
but all. Zion doesn't make any mention of it, though.
I'm sorry?
The part by Shelo Yalo Lashokhan, the part where Abaye is talking about.
Well, that's the point. The question is, does Abaye need to come on to that answer? The Rambam understands no. That's why.
It's Meduyik from the Gemara because it doesn't make any mention of it.
Why is it Meduyik in a Gemara? The Gemara, I didn't read the Gemara that way. I read the Gemara. I mean, again, I don't know. You can read, I'm not being machria, but when I read the Gemara, I thought that the Gemara is continuing. And the Gemara is throughout trying to figure out, even Bedas Abaye, we can't make it Xera, right? And therefore, the Gemara is trying to show how even according to Abaye, Shemayala be'ilfas roseach. In other words, it's Xera atu and Isser deraisa. The Gemara's question isn't just Bedas Rav Yosef, the way the Rambam is reading it. But, okay, I mean, they're both wonderful ways to read the Gemara.
How can you say the other way, that you, the first condition, you don't need to come on to Elphus?
You mean Abaye's answer, you don't come on to Elphus, because that's exactly the Rambam reading the Gemara. That's why Rambam says the Gzeira is Shema Yochel Zebizah, because there's no concern of Gzeira over here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. And anyway, so again, whatever Rashi means, Lemaisa, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch cite the concern as Gzera Shema Yochlam Biyachad. It's interesting that Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says that this is only on the table that you eat, but the Shulchan Shesoder Alav, like the counter. So then that's okay. So if you learn like the Ran, it's very simple, because Shulchan Shesoder Alav is a Tavshil, so there's no concern that you'll eat them together, or the Rambam, right? There's no concern you'll eat them together. Why not? Because you don't eat on the, I mean, I don't know, some people nibble. But the Pashup Shad is that you don't nibble, right? So Shulchan Shesoder Alav, you're not going to eat. So therefore, it's very simple to understand why this gzera, this din derabanan, doesn't apply in the shulchan shesoder alav. But if you learn, like Rashi, that the concern is that ubali mehadadeh, right? Dekanagi ubali mehadadeh, so why would we be mechalek between shulchan shesoder alav and shulchan sheochel alav? So Ibadi Ashulchan Isa asked this question, and he says Rashi himself alluded to the answer, because he explained on the Mishnah, Shulchan Sha'ochel Alav, Aidi de Mimash Mashi Be Yada Asi Le Isnuche Ze Agav Ze. So apparently, you don't do that on the Shulchan Shesoder Alav Es Atashfil. So, practically, I guess it's not. Not concerned. Anyway, one way or the other, the Bari Shulchan claims that there's a nafgamina between the Rashi and the Ran. What's a nafgamina? So this is actually a very lamaisa shaila. What about a baby bottle? Why? So if you learn like Rashi, it should be mutter, he says.
Mutter what?
To keep the milchig baby bottle on the table. You're not going to stick your hands, your dirty, fleshic hands. But according to the Ran, he says it should be aser. I don't know what he means, because... Sorry. I jumped a step. Not a baby bottle. Let's say the bottle of milk. Right? A regular bottle. Could you put a bottle of milk on the table, or a cup of milk on the table? So, if you learn like the Rambam, if you learn like the Ran, it's a problem. Why? We're concerned. You know, you're eating your meat, and you might take a drink of milk. But if you learn like Rashi, that the concern is Nagi Uvali Kihadade, so maybe there's not such a concern. Okay, I don't know if you have to be go that far. Rashi says, if the concern was spilling, then maybe you'd have to worry about on the Shulchan Shesoder Alav, right? Rashi's concerned with, you know, people eating with dirty hands and the like. So he claims that would be a nafka mina. So what about a baby bottle? So I thought a baby bottle should surely be mutter. This comes up all the time. Your kid has a baby bottle or a sippy cup or the like.
With real milk, though.
With real milk. Real milk. So do you have to, is it a problem to keep it on the fleshig table? So I think everybody, there's not a concern for a Rambam, a Rashi, or Ram. Right? You're not going to drink for that. That's for sure. Right? And there's no concern. So none of the chashos. So I used to drive my wife crazy, but that we, you know, like kids would put their milchik sippy cup on the fleshig table in the middle of the Shabbos Seder and the like. But I thought it was mutter. I think I asked Reb Willig and he agreed. He said there's no problem. You're allowed to have your the milk, the sippy cup full of milk in the middle of the fleshig table. Yeah.
Why do we have the right to be? It's kind of like a tamak gzira. Gzira is lo yale. Like, why are we allowed to start being chalukim in the gzira not to bring milk onto the fleshig table just because the time doesn't apply?
Okay, so you could take that approach. In other words, you're saying that the lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a low plug. Aser lahalos imagvina al hashulchan. So here we're being malagvina. So I'll tell you a couple of things. So good. I think that's it, right? In other words, we see already this rule has numerous exceptions. We'll talk about Achsenai or Shulchan Shisoder Alav. The Gemara assumes that it should be, you know, it wouldn't apply to Bsar Oph unless you had some type of answer to that question. So from the presentation of the Gemara in the postgame, you get the impression that that this isn't a low plug type of takana. What about a tavshil b'sari? So we're going to see in the next simin that the Gemara, let's say Kuf Hei Amud Beis and the like, has a number of kulas for tavshil b'sari over actual basar, right? For example, according to the Mechaber, probably the Mikra Adin, even the Ramah would say that you could go from Tavshil Shel Basar to Tavshil Shel Chalav without doing anything, and you'd only need washing your hands to go to Gvina. But I saw the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, we're Machmir. You can't even have a fleshig dish on a milchik table. Okay. So all this, though, is when makirin zese. The Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Mabeis is Rashbag Omer Shnei Achsenayin Ochlen Al Shulchan Echad Zeh Basar Vezeh Gvina Vein Choshishin. So if you have two strangers eating at the same table, one's eating his fleishik food, one's eating his milchik food, it's no problem. And the Gemara says Amar Rav Chanan Barami Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Elashin Makirin Zeh. Aval makirin zezet aser. But if they're makirin zezet aser, what is the definition of makirin? So the Shach Sifkat and Gimel writes, Hainu she'enam izbaishim zemizeh v'yochal kol echad mechaveiro. So what does that mean? They, you know, they're buds. They're going to start eating off each other's plates, food. That's the problem. That's the concern. The Bach writes, it means, Makirin says, that means all of it. Now, let's say for a moment we paskin like the Shach. So maybe you could argue that for the most part nowadays, this halacha doesn't apply. Right? Let's say two people are chveis, they're eating in the Glenix or outside, you know, outside the Ezra's Nashim. I'm eating my fleishig lunch, and you're eating your milchik lunch. So even good friends are unlikely to stick their hands onto each other's plate and start picking things up.
Depends on how
I'm sure. I'm not sure of the scope of this nowadays. You know, who's considered makirin in the sense of enem esbayishim yochol kolachem yechadil. Yeah, not so clear. You know, on the other hand, you know, when one person gets fries, usually all his friends sitting around him feel free to participate. So maybe even according to the Shach, does it depend on the food? No, anytime, you know, if you would steal the fries, so then you can't, you'll need a hacker across the board. But not so clear. It's something to think about, whether if you followed the view of the Shach, and the Gader is, you know, again, you know, a spouse, so then for sure that would be Aser. But how many friends are so close that they're not Mizbaish and Zemizet to start taking food off each other's plates? Again, we're not talking about here a serving dish. We're talking about two people each eating food on their own plate. Not so clear.
Well, if we are concerned with Elfetz Rishon, then we would be talking about serving.
No, but there for sure it would be a problem. That's what I'm saying. In other words, the question is, what's the halacha if, the example that I gave,
there's no
I'm eating my plate, you're eating your plate. Right, well, we don't need Elfetz Rishon. That's what we noted. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about Elfetz Rishon. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rambam. The concern is nothing to do with Elfetz Rishon. That's according to Rav Yosef. We paskin like Abaye. That's why he doesn't mention Elfetz Rishon. He just says Gzeir Hashem
Yelfetz Amizah. There's two possible ways to read it more.
There are.
But we're paskin like a...
How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin?
He doesn't say what the reason is.
Sure he does.
The halacha is safer. He's not telling
you. But he does tell you what the reason is. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. What does he say?
It just says loyale.
No.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
No.
What does that mean? That you'll eat it?
No.
That's the way
you can read the Gemara, but it's not the way you can read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch goes to Rambam. The Rambam says the concern is that you'll eat them together. It has nothing to do with Elfetz Rishon. Meaning to say, right, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. That's why the Taz makes his point. Where do you think the Taz got the idea from? That we're not worried about Gzeira L'Gzeira over here. Because he's Medayin from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam against Rashi. So anyhow, that's Yeshlach Kor. Now, what about if they're makpidin zelseh? So the Gemara asks the question, what's the din by achen shekpidu zelseh? And the Gemara basically answers, they have to be machmir. Why? Lo plug. Meaning, so even though achen shemakpidin zelseh, they're not going to go ahead and eat from each other's plates. But we have to be machmir, lo plug. Now the Gemara sounds like, Rashi tells us, that the lo plug is because people won't realize that these two brothers are in a big fight. Yomru calls Shrikin Asur and Shrikin Baisus Mutarim. Right? That's why we say it's different for the case of the laundry. In the case of the laundry, Ezaro Mochiachalav. So we don't Asur because people will understand this guy only has one set of clothing. But when it comes to Shnei Achim that are eating together, so then we're Machmir. So that's clear from the Gemara. The question is, what's the din if you have two friends or acquaintances, or basically makirin shemakpidin. So the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskin l'chumra, they say just like the Gemara was machmir for makpidin for brothers because of a low plug, so too for makirin. Whereas the Marshal says no, we're dafka machmir for achen shemakpidin, but not makirin hamakpidin. Now, L'chora, the pshat in the Beis Yosef is very simple, that we made a low plug. Just like we're machmir for achin because of the low plug, so too we're machmir for makirin because of a low plug. And therefore, anytime you have makirin, it's going to be usher across the board, even though the reason isn't really shaykh. However, this isn't so pashut, because the Shach and the Beis Yosef both quote the Rush in the Darim, the Beis Yosef is in Or Chaim, Reish Chaf Aleph, that by sonim, it's mutter. Right? Like the Hidiru Zaza. In other words, it sounds like from there that we didn't say a low plug in all cases of Makirin. The way the Rush says it is that sonim zezze is less problematic than achsinayim, right? So if achsinayim is mutter, so kol shekin sonim is mutter. Now, the problem is, again, that the Beis Yosef paskins both like this rush, which sounds like the low plug, but also he rejects the marshal and says that makirin shemakpidin is aser, the kash in the Beis Yosef and on the shach. So l'chora you have to say that even though we're machmir for makirin shemakpidin against the marshal, but we're not machmir for makirin shesonim zezeh. If they hate each other, then we're mako. And I guess the pshat is because then it's not makirin. The low plug was said for makirin, but not for sonim. But makirin shemakpidin, even though there's not echshash befoal, because the mice are their makpid, but still since they're not sonim, it's bechlal the gzera.
And the
Nedarim
are
equivalent to the Nedarim are sonim zezeh, which means they're not makirin zezeh. They're not in the category of makirin anymore. And memela, so then it's not bechlal the low plug. Just like achsenayim is not. Now there's sonim is like achsenayim.
Are we talking about basa b'chalav?
We're talking about basa b'chalav, yeah. That's l'chora what you have to say. Now, if you look at the Taz seems to understand that makirin is ohavim. And therefore, it sounds like you could be mekel in makirin umakpidin. He quotes that marshal. And then he says, this is wrong, because again, the Gemara sounds like it's a low plug. Now, it's not clear how to read the Taz. There's somewhat of a debate among the Chavra. Exactly what he holds. But in the end of the day, the Taz holds that makirin basically means acquaintances. Whether that's a definition of makirin or that's the lemaisa definition because of the low plug, lemaisa according to the Taz, so anytime you have acquaintances, anytime you have people that know each other, that's going to be aser. That's l'chora what he holds. So it could be that, as we said before, there'd be a nafgamina b'zman hazeh between the Shach and the Taz. Meaning to say, according to the Taz, if you have two people that know each other, right, they're acquaintances, but they're mizbaishim zeh mizeh, they would never eat from each other's plates. So according to the Taz, it would be aser, because of the low plug, whereas according to the Shach, it should be mutter, because the Maisa, they're not makirin according to the Shach, because the definition of makirin according to the Shach is eina mizbaishim zemizah. So could be that the typical case in the Ezra Snashim cafeteria, that would be a nafkamina between the Shach and the Taz, right? Do you have to put a hecker between the two of you, assuming that you are mizbaishim zemizah. You don't meet the Shach's criteria. You're not going to start eating off each other's plates, right? For sure. Let's even say you won't even eat his French fries, right? But you know him. You know you're in the same base medrash together. You see him all the time, but you wouldn't eat off his plate. So according to the Taz, l'chora it still would be also you need a hecker. According to the Shach, l'chora you shouldn't need a hecker. Yeah.
Two things. One, once you're saying a low plug, let's say like the Taz of the Beis Yosef, then you can't. Then we are making a low plug, and then we have to say achsenayim was a had to replace into the tekan.
No. The low plug, even according to the Shach and the Taz, both reject the marshal. You're correct, and they both are explaining the Beis Yosef. The question is, what's the gather? So we're machmir, even according to the Shach, for anyone that's defined as makirin. The question is, how do you define makirin? So the Shach tells us the definition of makirin is lo mizbayshim.
That's a logical. That's the low plug.
In other words, a low plug. It is a low plug because even makirin shemakpidin is aser. It is absolutely a low plug. There's no practical chash in makirin umakpidin according to the Shach. But still, we reject the Marshal.
So again, so once you say that, then what right? Again, back to my original question: then what right do we have to start making our own chilukim? It's very clear that
the definition applies. There's a gzeira made for anyone who's makirin. We have to be machmir across the board. Now we have to define what is makirin. Is makirin defined as acquaintances, right, or is makirin defined as mesbayshim?
Why is baby bottle winter? We have a right to start making our own.
Back to the baby bottle question.
If it's a low plug, so then we don't see that.
Once you say it's a low plug, you can't start making your own distinctions, no?
I don't think the Marshal didn't make a distinction.
Well, no, but we reject the Marshal. Okay. That's not a raya. We definitely reject the Marshal. The
but
only question.
On grounds that.
On grounds perhaps of a low plug.
On grounds that it's called Makirin.
Or on grounds of low plug. No, we could accept
the time.
We could reject the Marshal alt slow plug. Even the Shach, perhaps.
Right.
Now, the question is, what grounds do we have to be mako for the baby bottle?
Is it like a built-in hacker?
So, I don't think so. I mean, you could say that. There's an interesting Rashash, which I don't think we accept, but he would certainly be mako on the baby bottle. Rashash is a diuk that it says over here gvina, right? You shouldn't put gvina on the shulchan. So earlier in the Mishnah we talked about chalav. So why did we switch over to gvina? So he argues that chalav would be mutter because of the heker, because there's a hefsek, the cup. The poskim don't seem to accept that. It's a nice diuk in the Mishnah though. Why else would we switch over? Once we get to Hecker, we'll see in a second. But anyway. Yeah, so you're saying that...
Well, I'm talking about...
Back to Rabbi. So Rabbi's saying that since you see that the Shach and the Taz and the Beis Yosef all reject the sheet of the Marshal and seem to accept that there's a low plug, so what I'm going to... you're going to say, I can't answer, assuming that you have the din of makirin for your baby. right, so somebody else's baby, that would be okay. But your own baby, so you'd have to be machmir. And even though it's not a absolute across-the-board low plug, right, that's the tricky part over here. In other words... We do allow for some exceptions, like Achzenayim, let's say, Rekulei Alma, right? So, but once we're going to define it as Makirin, even though there's no practical concern, you would have to be Machmir. And over here, there is. So, the Badi Ashulchan says you could be Mako for the baby bottle if you learn like Rashi. But we obviously are not Hoshi for Rashi. And therefore, we hold like the Rambam, and here there should be a concern, Shema Yochlem, Zebazah. And even though, practically speaking, in a million years you're never going to touch that sippy cup, it's pretty gross. But still, it should be Bechlal, the low plug. All right, I need to think about that. It's a good Hara. Okay, go back to it. Maybe we could convince the Ramu to be Choser. Is that him? Think of him as a guest. Not nice. We're in the basement. Summons him. Okay. Fine. Good. Now, the Gemara said that it's Asher if it's a Ke'en Tfisa Achas. Now, yes.
Isn't it all the problem of, like, I don't know, in Adam Machaber or in Adam Mitzvah Rasha to, like, I hate you, you hate me, all right, we don't need a hecker.
I was madu hanas, like, it's, you know, if I eat, yeah, I think we have a haloshim sonim that's at that point.
But what about that's the case that the
Rosh is actually that's the case that the Rosh is actually makel on. Other cases of sonim where you didn't do something to officially to do it could be that we would be machmir. In other words, in your heart of hearts, achmana litzlan, you hate the person. You know, it's a mitzvah to hate him. You know, he's a Russia. Why would anyone hate someone who isn't a Russia, right? Haftal lecha kamocha. Okay. So what exactly is meant by ke'en tfisa achas and what's permitted? So, it's not so clear, right? Again, the Gemara says tfisa achas is aser. Rashi says it's krach echad. Assume that means it's like wrapped up together. And the Gemara says you don't need it to be wrapped up together to be aser, but anytime it's ke'en tfisa achas, without any separation, I suppose. So what exactly is meant? And what Tosis basically does in this sugya is he sort of says, well, we really don't have a clue what these terms mean. They're very ambiguous. So we're going to look at other places in Shas where we see similar types of terms and apply those definitions to here. So in his first explanation, he says that, well, if there's something that's mafsik between them, then it's not going to be ke'en tfisa achas. And he says that's why the minhag is to when one person's eating fleishiks and one person's eating milchiks, so you put a lechem or a kankan or some type of kli between them and or mapa acheres, and that works. That's ke'en shtei tfisos. The Or Zeruah says that's, of course, when you're not eating from that bread, then it would be a hecker. If you're eating from that very bread, then it's not a hecker, because a hecker has to be something unusual, and the like. Again, the mentioned the Rashash, who says the cup itself could be a hecker, but I don't think we hold that way. Certainly, if you think you need something unusual, it's not unusual to have your milk in a cup. Right? The way the Rashash is teaching it is that the hecker has to be anything with gova, even if it's not unusual. Now, the truth is, you know, even though the Hagos HaShri quotes that Or Zeruah, that you need it to be unusual, not if it's the Lechem Sholchem Alav, the truth is that from the, you know, Tosfos, you don't get that impression. And some are actually even Mechalik between the Lechem and the Kankan. We'll get back to that in a minute. That's the first answer of Tosfos. So the first answer to Tosfos is as long as you have something in between the two parties that serves as a hecker and it would be mutter. The second answer in Tosfos says, Yesh mefarshim shel asru ela betfisa achas kelomar k'shein botza achas. In other words, the prohibition would only apply if there's no expectation of payment. So the Gemara says, Tfisa achas al kadaitach. What difference does it make? As long as the makirin says that should be aser. And the Gemara answers, no, ke'en tfisa achas, meaning to say, any time they're makirin zezat, it's going to be aser. Now, according to that rule, according to that reading, Tosa says, so there's no hecker, there's no heter of a hecker, right? Even if you put a hecker in between them, it will still be aser. And l'chora, the Beis Yosef points out, this seems to be the reading of the Rif and the Rambam, who don't mention any such kula. Rif and the Rambam, you get the impression that any time they're makirin zezat's aser. Now, here you have an interesting point in terms of the methodology of the Beis Yosef. Well, we know that the Beis Yosef always paskins like the majority of the Rosh, Rif, and Rambam, in which case, according to the Beis Yosef, it should come out that we would be machmir over here and that a hecker wouldn't work. But the Beis Yosef is mekel. And the reason is, as he points out, that the minhag is to be mekel. So, the Beis Yosef, at least in this case, is willing to be mekel against the Rif and the Rambam, at least for an Isser D'Rabbanan, I'll pi the minhag.
Can we just have a second read of Tosfos? How does he understand Ke'en Tfisa Achas?
Anytime their Makivin says that, it's going to be Aser. That's Ke'en
Tfisa
Achas.
What is the word?
Tfisa Achas is Otsa Achas. right? They're splitting the bill. There's no expectation of payment. The Gemara says, even without that, if they're tefisa achas al gadaitach, even without hotzah achas, still, it's going to be a problem since they're good pals. They're going to eat from each other's plates. The Gemara says, you're right. Kein tefisa achas means that even if they're both, it's their own food, they're going to pay separately, right? They have a separate bill. But still, since they're pals, they're makir and zezeh, so it's going to be usher. So that would come out then. Anytime you're makir and zezeh, it's going to be usher. Hecker doesn't help. Okay. And the truth is, the simple reading of the Gemara is actually much easier for the second pshat than the first pshat. To bring in in a million years, maybe that's because I'm not holding in the other sugyas and shas, but I never would have read the Gemara as saying that a hecker is mutter. But there might actually be, the Gra points this out, another place in shas that would support this reading, or at least tell us that there is a basis for a leniency with a hecker, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos. This is the Gra and Sifkat and base, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Ibailahu, Nida Mao Shatishan Imbaila, he bivigda, the hu bivigdo. So if you have a Nida, can he sleep in the same bed as long as they're dressed? Which is somewhat of a hecker. Especially in the olden days, it used to be that people didn't sleep with any clothing on. That was the norm. And therefore, as long as they're in, each one is wearing their clothing, that would be mutter. Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, Ha'of Ola. Im hagvina la shulchan veino nechal devei beshame besil omim lo ole velo ochel. So basically, it's saying likewise, we have to be gozer for nida, right? Just like you can't eat milchiks and fleishiks at the same table, so too ahu bivigdo v'hibivigda is also going to be aser, and obviously the halacha follows beis hillel. Maybe even beis shame would agree by nida because it's deraisa. So the Gemara answers no. Shani Hasam Deleka Deos. In other words, maybe we don't have to be goes there by Nida, since they're two people. In other words, if one of them forgets, the other one will remind each other. Achanami Mistabra, Deheka Dika Deos Shani Diktani Seifa, Rajbag Omer, Shneach Sinaim, Vichule, and Choshishin. In other words, the Gemara is saying that when you have Shneach Sinaim, so then it's mutter. Why? Because there's deos, meaning to say, the other party will remind me. The law of itmar Allah asks, and it says, al-makirin zazah surim v'chulei. Right? So then it turns out, no, that by makirin zazah we're machmir even for basar b'chalav, meaning to say we're machmir even though there are deos. We'll only make Obayach Sinayim, but Makirin says that's Aser. In which case, again, you would have to be Machmir for Hu Bivigdo, Vihi Bivigda. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Ashta, Hasam Deos Ika Shinoi Leka, Hacha Ika Deos Vika Shinoi. What's a Shinoi? Hu Bivigdo, Vihi Bivigda. Right? So therefore, the Gemara is saying maybe it's going to be Mutter when there's Deos plus Shinoi. Two people plus Shinoi. That's the end of the Gemara. Now, the Mardechai writes, in the name of the Smag, that from here, demizeh muchach de'echadek ha-shinoi moter l'ba'al l'achol im'ishto nidal shulchan echad. Even though we might be machmir for beds, we don't allow hu bivigdo v'hi bivigda, but at least al shulchan echad we're machmir when there's ikadeos and ikashinoi. We're mekel, thank you. Ikadeos and Ikashinoi, and that might be why we're Makel here as well. And in fact, we'll see, we'll talk about are there any differences, but the practical halachos of a Shinoi that's needed for Basar and Chalav are the same, or at least very similar, to the halachos of a husband and a wife eating together when she's a Nida. So, over the way the Mardechai reads it, is that the maskan over there is it's aser, for sleeping, That's for a different reason, the Gemara says, because lo sikrivu is an issur b'fnei atzmo, we're more machmir. But generally speaking, if there's deos and shinoi, then there's no concern, we'll be bali deyaser, which is exactly, so that's the maskan of the Gemara Shabbos. And according to Tosfos, his first answer, that's exactly the maskan of the Gemara Chulin. Not everybody agrees. The Rav Yah, also quoted over there in Hagos Mordechai, and is quoted in Agra over here, says, no, there's no Rai over there, because Lamaskana, it's Aser, and therefore maybe Lamaskana, we're saying, no, Deos plus Shinoi doesn't work. And maybe that's why the Rif and the Rambam thinks that a Shinoi won't work over here. So, that Machlokas, there's a Machlokas how to read the Gemara in Shabbos, and a Machlokas how to read the Gemara in Chulin. Okay. Now this question, though, the Gemara Nida brings up an interesting question, which is, does a hecker work only for, even if we're mekel, as we said before, the velt is mekel, the minhag olam is to be mekel with a hecker. The question is, will a hecker work only in conjunction with deos, or without? Right? Now this is a very practical question. I come home at night from yeshiva, and let's say my family has already eaten supper. And they ate milchiks. And I decide, you know, there's not much left, I'm going to have fleishiks. I'm going to have leftovers from Shabbos. Now, I have not yet had a chance to clear the table or the like, so there is milchik food all over the place. I'd say I'm going to need a hecker anyway. It's a tablecloth, a placemat, or whatever. Well, you get out of that question, right? So, do you need a hecker? Is a hecker sufficient when it's just one person, right? So if you just read our Gemara, maybe you'd think, yeah, of course, if you learn like Tosa's first answer, hecker works. But once you see the Gemara on Shabbos, so you might say, no, you need both Deos and Shinoi, which means that when I'm all alone, the hecker won't be enough. I could go ahead and I'll put a big... put something that's not usually on the table, I'll put my wallet down on the table between me and the milchik food, still that's going to be insufficient. So the Badei HaShulchan is Meika. He says a hecker works even for a yachid. However, others disagree. The Darkei Tshuva quotes Cholkim, the Badei HaShulchan also quotes Cholkim, that the hecker, is only going to be with two people. And they bring a raya, maybe, from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, when it mentions not putting other food on the table, Fleishik's food on the Milchik table, doesn't mention Naim and not Ach, whose food it is, right? It's only when there are two people that we start being Mechalik. If it's Achsanayim, it's Mutter. If it's Makirim, it's Aser. But otherwise, the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis doesn't make any chiluk. And especially if you learn like the Gra, that like, you know, part of the Ikar Makor that a hecker works is the Gemara Nida, sorry, the Gemara Baut Nida, the Gemara Shabbos. So then it makes a lot of sense to say that you would need both a hecker and Deos. And if so, so then it wouldn't be enough to have hecker. So, as I said, let's say in my case. So, what would I normally do? I don't want to clear off the table. I come home. I'm hungry. There's milchiks all over the table. So I say, okay, I'll just use a placemat. We'll see in a moment. A placemat is a hecker. So I'll put on my fleishik placemat and eat right on that table. So according to the machmirim, and again, I think it's mistabri lahachmir here. That's not enough. I actually need to go ahead and clear the milchiks off the table if I'm eating by myself. Before I sit down to eat the fleishiks.
Period. By just holding it, without putting it on
if the I'm not in a shulchan, yeah, I don't think so. No, I think that this is all shulchan achad. So if I'm not at a different table, that's actually an interesting question because you could clear. We'll talk about that in a moment. Maybe is the heter of two mapos meaning to make it like two shulchanos? Because we'll see in a moment. The poskim say that you need that the hecker has to have some height, right? The hecker has to have some height. And taka, and the mashmos is that the hecker has to have, like, significant height. The Darki Moshe quotes that from the Isser Behatur, Darki Moshe Aleph. And Lachor doesn't just mean like a little bit of height, like because the way the Isser Behatur says it is, you dafka need a kankan or a menorah gvoim ktsas, meaning to say, not every menorah is good. Now, I don't know, what is the minimum, in other words, there's such a thing as a menorah that's bad. Okay, so what's the minimum height for a menorah? Like, I don't know, half an inch? 3/4 of an inch? Right, you're not going to have a menorah that's 1 millimeter, I don't think. So, let's say a minimum, the smallest menorahs are 1 inch high, in which case, and the Isser V'Heter is saying, and that, well, 1 inch isn't enough, you need Vom Ktsas. Now, I don't know what Vom Ktsas is, 2 inches maybe? 2-3 inches? But, like, putting down your credit card between the two of you won't be enough. I don't think that's Gvolim Ktsas. Now, yet, we're Mako for tablecloth, for placemats. Now, why would that be? Placemat isn't Gvol Ktsas. So that might be because a different Mapa is like a different Shulchan. So if that's really true, so then maybe you could be Mako for a different Mapa even if nobody's at the table. Because maybe that's a different Hagdara, Shnei Shulchanos, then you're not Bechlal the Gzera in the first place. And then maybe there'd be room to be Mako even if you're all alone. I'm not sure. Maybe. I hear.
Rebbe would not be
known. I don't know. Think about it. We'll go back to that question tomorrow or whenever we meet again next time also. Two questions to return to.
You can just sit at in the chair.
Okay, I think a lot of people like to eat on the table. I don't know about you. I could also walk around and eat. Go out to the lobby. Yeah?
Based on my Shabbos, I thought you were saying that you still need, I mean, even if it's not Kain Tzvi Sa'achas, you still need Deos. So.
That's the question. If you think that you learn from Shabbos, that supports the Machmir view that you need both the Hecker plus the Deos. That's against the Chasam
Sadeh. How would you say that in Mappa you wouldn't need Deos?
Because Mappa is a different din. It's not Shulchan Achad.
And the point is not to be Zaha, but
well, no. So that's the question. Tosfos says that there's a heter for two types of things, right? One is a kanchan or lachan, and also Mappa. Now, when I read Tosfos, I assumed they're all the same, right? They're all the same thing. They're all a hacker, right? Now, and that might still be the Pashup Shah. I'm just making Ha'ara, which is that the Isser V'Heter, Darkei Moshe say you need Gvoa Ktsas, but only by the Kankan and Menorah, not by Mapa, right? In which case, maybe you could say that Mapa is fundamentally a different type of Kula. That's what I'm wondering about.
Aren't those two different ways on Tosos to get to? It's not being Kain Tzvi Sa'achas, but that wouldn't necessarily address the Deos issue?
That's my suffix. You maybe. Or no. Maybe one is Alt Hecker, and two is Alt Shtei Shulchanos. Shtei Shulchanos or Meiko. Right? Because the Issa was only said Shulchan Achad. And Mappa makes it like Shtei Shulchanos. Oh, blubbly netter. Get back to that question. It's a good question. I'm not sure if to think about it more. Maybe we'll ask for Bay Willig. Fine. In Lemaisa, in terms of the question of, by the way, of two people, of one person without a hacker, so I saw also Rabbi Forst in the Art Scroll book, page 192, is Machmir, that hacker doesn't work if you're alone. But he is Mekel, based off Darkei Tshuva, if the meat is not within reach. In other words, this whole concern is only said when if you're eating milchix, the meat is within reach. If it's on the other side of the table, then he's Mekel. Okay. Another interesting kula exception, possibly, is what about if other people are at the table? If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Dalet, in the name of the Masas Ben Yamin, he writes, if others are at the table, I assume the other people are eating parva. In other words, if they're eating milchix or fleshix, it won't help. But somebody else is eating at the table, so then it's mutter even without a hacker. Why? It's adif from a hacker. And he the Pesach Yitshuva sends you to Hilchos Nida. Now, first glance, I was quite startled by that reference, because how could you compare them? Maybe the only reason why we're makil by Hilchos Nida is because when Acherim are there, so we're not afraid about Kirav Adas. Masha Einkein over here, where the concern is basically you're just going to reach over and take something from his plate. So why does Acherim help? In other words, maybe these are really two very different things, right? Over here, the concern is, right, I'm going to reach into his plate and take his milchik's food while I'm eating fleishik. Over there, the concern is Kirav Das. When it comes to Kirav Das, so then I understand why having somebody else at the table helps. Even that's a discussion. Over there in Hilchos Nida, does it work? Does it not work? Maybe only if they're in between you, maybe not. But whatever your position is over there, maybe that's only Alt Kirav Das. Now, I assume you'll have to say one of two things for this opinion. Either you're going to have to say that this opinion holds. No, the concern in Nida is that you're going to eat from each other's plate, and that's going to lead to the Kirav Das. And the fact that when somebody else is there, we're not concerned somebody's you're going to eat off each other's plate, so then just like that works over there, it works over here. Or maybe he holds over there that the other party at the table works because they'll see you and they'll stop you from doing anything wrong. And here too, they'll act like a shomer. The guy eating the parv, if he sees the milchik guy coming to eat from the fleishik food, he's going to stop him. He's going to say, wait, wait, that's aser. I'm not sure. Another nafgamina between here and Nida might be if they're far away. We mentioned before the Marshal writes that if they're far away from each other, then there's no concern over here. Right? Why? Because the concern is that they're going to eat from each other's plates. So the Achronim say that nafgamina, that's only going to apply for Bas V'Chalav, Pashup Shat. But it won't apply for Nida, because again, if you assume that the Indian of Nida especially is because of Kirav Adas, if you're eating together, even if, you know, like in the cartoons, you know, with the rich people, one at the far end of the table, right? But still, there's Kirav Adas even for rich people. But if it's, you know, if it's for Bas V'Chalav, so then that might be another nafgamina. Now, the Shach writes, Sifkat Beis, in the name of the Ran, that this din of Isser Halah is only said for Basar B'chalav, because Lob Dili and Shiminei, right? Because each one is Hatter Bifnei Atzmo. But otherwise it would be Mutter. So let's say you're eating at your office lunch with somebody who's eating Machalos Asuros. So you don't need a Hecker. Why? Even though he's eating Isser and you're eating Hatter, Lob Dili and Shiminei, you're not going to start eating his ham sandwich by accident. But then he notes that the Rashba writes in Shuvas, it's quoted in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Taf Mem, that Akum Haba Im Chemtzo Leves Yisrael Asur Lalo So Imo Al HaShulchan. If you go to work on Pesach, you can't eat together at the same table with the guy eating his chametz. Sounds like it's Asur, even Bidvar Yisur. So there are a number of answers to this question. Simplest answer is that we're more machmir for chametz, the Shach says. We have a lot of chumers for chametz, tzisr karis and the like. And the second answer, the Shach says, is that it's not because it's mutter versus aser, rather it's talu and lob dili in shiminei. And therefore chametz, even though it's aser, but you're used to eating chametz the whole year, and therefore as long as it's kosher chametz, it's okay. So if you're eating together with your non-Jewish coworker at the on Chol HaMoed, assuming you're allowed to go to work, so do you need a hecker? So it depends. If he's eating kosher food, then you would need a hecker. But if he's eating non-kosher food, non-kosher chametz, then I suppose it should be okay. In terms of some of the dinim of hecker, so the Poskim say, and this is a lashon of the Rush says you need a mechitza beineim leheker. So that means l'chora that it's not enough if I'm eating together with you, same table, let's mention we're on the same table. So if we put the hacker over here, that's not going to help. The hacker should be beinehem. It should be between us. And that way it will act as a hacker. Yeah?
Did Rebbe pass like the second answer of the shock just now? Meaning, in economy, like Allah Lameisa, you would be able to eat with another?
Yeah, you're saying maybe the first answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we pass him like that, Shach. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Another rule relating to hacker is it has to be something, like we said, that's unusual, that's not typically at the table. So if you, let's say, does my cell phone count as a hacker? Assuming it's a gavoa ktas, I'll say like this, my cell phone on top of my wallet. So it depends. If I always put my cell phone down on the table, so then that's not going to be a hacker. That's there every single day. If this is something unusual, then, and the Shach and Sifkat and Zayin sounds like even if it's usually on the table, but we put it in an unusual place to be a hacker. We always have a bouquet of flowers at the table, but usually it's at the center. And now I move it between the two of us, so then that would be okay as well. And that's what the Taz also says, Sifkat and Dalet. If you look at the Taz in Hilchos Nidah, Mitzayin Ar Simen for Halachos, it sounds like the Taz work assumes, at least generally speaking, the Halachos are the same. We mentioned before that placemats work. The Dark Yechuga points out, though, that if you normally use placemats, they won't be a hacker. That might go back to the Chakira we said before about placemats. But I think if they're different placemats, then for sure it would work. Meaning to say, if we always eat on placemats, and these are the same placemats, then they're no longer a hacker. But if I have a milchik placemat, you have a fleishik placemat, or I'm using a placemat and you're not using a placemat, then that l'chora should work. Another shayla.
The same ones you always use for milchik fleishik, but you're just using a fleishik.
Yeah, I still think that would be a hacker. The question, the Ber Hetev, deals with the question, what about if it's within 6 hours? Meaning to say, I'm fleishiks, right? I ate fleishiks 3 hours ago, and now I'm eating par food, and you're eating milchik food. We need a hacker. So the Beis Yaakov writes that you need a hacker. The Prima Gadim, though, sounds like he's makel. Says, we never found people that are machmir about this. We'll see in the next siman, at least Ashkenazim, it's not even clear there's an Isser Mikra Adin of waiting 6 hours. And even if you say there is a Mikra Adin, we find a number of kulos for waiting, as we'll talk about next time. So I think of the Pashtas, you could be Mikra on this Shaila.
You could argue that you should be more Mahir because other people
They won't stop you. Yeah, you could make that case. I think the Pashta says that they were gozer for Basar and Chalav, not more than that. That's the Prima Gadim sounds like you could be Mako. Another issue that comes up in our Siman is using cups. You shouldn't use a single cup for milchiks or tefleishiks, at least without washing them in between. It's from the Hagosa Shri. And it's quoted by the Issa V'Hatter. And L'chora, if you look at the Lashon, it sounds like this isn't an Isser Gamor. It's like a Zahiras, right? The point is that when you're eating, so there's likely to be some fleishiks, let's say residue left on your cup after, if you drink the water while eating fleishiks. And Mimela, then, it's a good idea not to do it for milchiks as well. That's where this Vatar says even in Shtei Shulchanos you should be Zayir for this.
Isn't that
Maker Hedin? No, it's not Maker Hedin.
It is food on the cup.
No, but that's the point. You should be Zayir not to do it at all. Don't wash your cups out between milchiks and fleishiks. That's basically what it's saying. So this Shaila comes up a lot. We usually do wash our cups after but it does come up in the following scenario. Let's say, I get a Snapple for breakfast when I'm eating milchiks, and now I want to drink from that snap bowl during lunch when I'm eating fleishiks. So it's the same cup, right? So, l'chora, let's say it's pashat that if you look at it, like Eli was saying, and it's dirty, you see some type of residue, so then you'd have to be machmir. Well, what about if you don't see any residue? And as you look at your snap bowl, and you look at the bottle, and it's perfectly clean, do you have to be choshesh? Not sure you have to be choshesh, because like we said, this isn't Isser Min Adin. The Isser V'Hatter sounds like it's a zahirus, so it's a good zahirus. But what about if you see that it's totally clean? I'm not sure you have to be machmir. We should ask that question to Rav Willig also. So we have three questions to ask Rav Willig. Are we out of time also? Does that mean we're not doing pay tests today? I guess not. So what are, let's chazer, what are the three questions? We could ask them the Snapple question, the bottle question, and what was the other question? That was the bottle question. And the Snapple question. Did we say something else? What was our third question? The Snapple question, the bottle question, that's the way we'll look. And there was a third question.
Steak question.
Steak?
We still never got it. We still never heard his Mascano on the steak coupon.
Oh, no, for this year.
Oh, the bottle. The big bottle.
No, that was, we have that. There was a third one. Okay, you'll tell me.
I want to have some of the steak.
Oh, so you can buy yourself. What are you passing away? So
yeah, that was our question. Oh, the placemat question.
That's placemat, yeah.
Placemat right. By yourself is
worse. Placemat by yourself. Can you say, could we medayik, do you like the diak that it's a different din? Okay, so those are the three shaylos. Fine, I guess we'll stop here. So Wednesday pay tests. It's a little annoying because we probably won't finish it in one day, and we'll have a big break in the middle. But I don't see any other options. I'm not recording kavuras. If you want to, you could listen to the last time's kavuras. If you want to, something to listen to. I don't know what's wrong. We could do it on the way to John Brown. Exactly.